The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries, with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. Mr. Obama is being accused of moving America into full-blown socialism. Are people right in accusing him of this? If he is moving us into socialism, is this a good thing? One of the things I often observe when some issue is being debated is that we talk about words or subjects we haven't even defined. Yet, Jesus changed the course of world history because he carefully explained his ideas, if the person he was talking to had the willingness to be taught. So what is socialism anyway? I think the best description I've ever heard of socialism is that it's an economic system where, quote, everybody owns everybody's everything. Let me say that again. It's an economic system where everybody owns everybody's everything. However, it doesn't work out to be as great as it sounds. It sounds nice to the poorer person that he could drive his neighbor's new car instead of that beat-up clunker he has. It sounds nice that you would own his stuff without having to work to earn it. But it doesn't work out in practice the way it sounds in the news. In a socialistic state, since everybody owns everybody's everything, and since both you and your neighbor have a selfish nature down in your soul, the two of you might disagree as to who can use that car on a given day. And since your selfishness and his selfishness could easily conflict, neither of you gets to make that call. So who does make the decision as to who will drive the car on that day? The friends of socialism say it must be someone in government who determines that. In socialized health care, or better said, medical care, it means you don't get to choose, along with your doctor's advice, what treatment you will receive, or what you'll pay for it, or where it will be performed. A government employee will decide all that. And the foundation for all socialism is the elitist idea that a few people in government know better than you know how you should live. So is it right for me to own my neighbor's property without my earning it? The Bible makes that plain in the Ten Commandments. The last one says, quote, "Thou shalt not covet." In other words, desire what belongs to someone else. The eighth one says, "Thou shalt not steal." Nowhere in the Bible is the teaching that you and I have a right to our neighbor's property without our earning it by paying for it. And socialism simply does not work. The fall of it in Russia after 75 years of effort by the Russian government gives us a glaring modern-day example that it just doesn't work. China, about 20 years ago, under the same type system, was barely managing to feed her people. That is when they began to put a lot more free enterprise into their economic system, which, while the Chinese government would never admit it, is the biblical way of doing business. Their economy is now booming. Early in America's history, the Pilgrims tried socialism. They knew it wasn't the biblical way to earn a living, but the businessmen who financed their trip insisted they do it. For over 2 years, they worked a socialistic system, and they nearly starved to death. Out of necessity, in 1623, they switched to a biblical free enterprise system, and they were never hungry again. That system grew into the greatest economic system the world has ever seen. Wouldn't it be better to do business God's way instead of socialism? Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Christian history seminars, by visiting www.heritageministriesky.net. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.